Folks, great to have Dr. Kirk Elliott with us back again. And we know .com/gold. If you go below this video, click on that link, you'll go right to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team. And you'll be able to fill out some information and you'll be linked with them. You'll be able to have the same conversation that I'm having now with their team, and they'll help you along the way. It's so good to have you back. How are things going there?
Busy. It's like, see, it is so busy. But we're blessed. We're helping a lot of people. But ever since over the weekend, the phone hasn't stopped. And you've got all this stuff happening, right? You've got the election madness and states already cheating, it looks like. And there's, China, the Chinese Premier Xi saying that, prepare for nuclear war. Yeah. And then you've got Israel that threw more missiles on southern Lebanon. And you've had banks failing, and you've got people in the know dumping U.S. treasuries like it's yesterday's trash. Literally, there's so much happening. And in the meantime, people are who are listeners of ours for a long time have seen silver move up like 9% since Friday, last Friday. I mean, literally, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. What's happening. And so it's exciting times to be alive. And we just have to ask ourselves, well, God, with the foundations around us, they're just like falling apart, why did you create me and knit me together in my mother's womb when you did? Well, kind of like Esther's, for such a time as this, we are here, right? We're here to reach out to our neighbors, to bring people to eternity with us. And during these dark times, I think that our exposure, our reach, it's going to be so much. It's going to be intensified because people will be looking for help. And that's an amazing thing to be called and gifted. Yep. And, sure is. To do that.
Yeah, it sure is. This past week, we've gone through a lot that I've been sharing. The big one is the difference between, as we lead up to the election, especially between those who understand this is a spiritual battle. We just had the yelling out that Jesus is Lord. Well, you're at the wrong rally. And so we find out that, a couple of days later, she's carted into a huge building. They claim to be a church, and they have her up there talking about the Bible as if she knows what she's doing. And then she goes out and starts calling President Trump Hitler, and that he's going to use his whole military as his own militia, and as if she's very desperate because it looks like things are falling apart for them, and they realize their numbers are just falling miserably low. And it makes me wonder, as much cheating as they're going to do, with no IDs and using 20 million people to vote for them that are illegals, are they finding out that maybe it's not working because this early voting is starting to prove that I bet you 90-95% of the people are voting for President Trump, the real citizens of America. I think that's what's going on.
I think what's going on too, and I just saw a poll, when was it? I think it was on Wednesday. Trump was leading 65-35. That's not a small margin, right? And states that you wouldn't think he would be leading in, according to like last time, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. It could absolutely be a landslide.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing is what you brought up about China and, nuclear war and all this stuff. Well, the thing that I look at is, if you're going to go out to the White House and do a press briefing and attack President Trump, where's your priorities? Your priorities should be on taking care of America with the supposed President Biden. How come Biden, our president, is not out there giving these announcements to the people that, that, hey, we need to talk about our infrastructure and everything that's going on with our military, and we're going to be taking care of our nation. Don't worry. We're going to head up to North Carolina and Tennessee. We're going to make sure that all of that's taken care of for our own people. Oh, no, let's attack President Trump and let's send money around the world to all these other countries because that's what we do. And we're just not going to talk about that. We're just going to continue to attack and call President Trump an evil person so that it stirs up violence against him once again. And it's getting old.
It's getting real old. And you brought up a really good point. It's like, where is our leadership? One of the biggest arch enemies of America, China, their premier is saying, get ready for nuclear war. It's like, what? Why doesn't anybody respond to that? Yeah. I mean, that, those are fighting words there. And it's like somebody said, hey, do you want to come over for toast? I mean, what in the world? Nobody is saying anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad. And it makes it, this election even more important than ever. I mean, regardless of the turnout, I believe President Trump will get in. But if not, I always say the Lord's will be done.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That means he's still bringing our country to its knees. I mean, we've got huge problems with immorality throughout our country. And how is God going to bring us to our knees where we finally cry out to him and say, we've had enough, have mercy on us, and remove the sickness that's in, just throughout our entire country. It wasn't founded on that, on those principles. And my hope and prayer is that's what's going on. It's Heavenly Father's waking us up. And part of that is, of course, what's going on with the banking system. We have this one today, failed bank information for the First National Bank of Lindsay, looks like Oklahoma. On Friday, October 18, 2024, the First National Bank of Lindsay was closed by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. What in the world's going on?
So we've been talking about upcoming bank failures for a long time. I mean, really, since Silicon Valley Bank went down in March of 2023, you and I have said, you know what, there's going to be more coming. Because they didn't actually fix a broken system. They put a Band-Aid on it with stimulus money going into the banks. That sunset in like January or maybe March of this year, that sunset, it's done. No more emergency funding to banks. And at a time when FDIC only has 1.17% of all deposits covered, it's like, what? So what about when the next bank fails? And why would a bank fail? Well, simply because they have more withdrawals coming out than they have deposits going in. Their commercial real estate portfolios are tanking, right? All their other investments. But people, really, it just boils down to cash flow. If they have more withdrawals coming out than deposits going in, they will ultimately fail. And their malinvestment, that's just the icing on the cake. That accelerates everything. Well, I remember when Silicon Valley Bank went down and Janet Yellen, you know, promised that everyone was going to get help. And they did. Silicon Valley Bank, even the people who were over the FDIC insured limit got their money. You know, and it was either a senator or a congressman from Oklahoma that said, well, hey, what about our people? You know, he wasn't referring to this bank. He had no idea. This was like a year ago. What about right. Our people? Are these small banks, if other banks fail, are we going to get everything too? And Janet Yellen said, basically, my paraphrase, well, of course you will. Well, turns out not so much, right? Because FDIC is so underfunded that this Bank of Lindsay, what did they get? Only 50%. Right? So anything over and above this threshold, they only got 50% of it. So they're not. The government, as usual, is not fulfilling its promises to help those. But they don't actually have to, right? The FDIC is a $250,000 limit. They made an exclusion for that during Silicon Valley Bank to avoid a run on the banks. Well, then what happened? They ran out of money. You know, FDIC doesn't have enough money to cover banks. So they were never intended to bail everybody out, which this is an important thing. Is when you and I and everybody watching this show has money in the banks, we better know if our bank is solid, right? Because right. It might not be there, right? And so who doesn't think that their bank is solid? Warren Buffett doesn't think so, right? It's like he's he's dumping so much of Bank of America shares that now all of his trading of Bank of America shares and selling it can be done in secret. Because he no longer owns more than 10% of the total value. When you're more than a 10% owner, you have to report all this stuff publicly. When you're under 10%, you don't have to say anything. It's like you're insignificant. Well, it's not that he's insignificant, but he's under that 10% threshold. So he could dump all of Bank of America, all of it, and nobody would know. And so they also sold so much more. I mean, they sold their banks in Citibank. They sold their shares in JPMorgan Chase, 100%. They sold 100% of their commercial banks that they owned. Ray Dalio, who's the hedge fund manager, you know, the founder of Bridgewater, a massive, one of the world's largest hedge funds. He's sold banks. I mean, he sold 100% of all his banking shares too. It's like, why are these guys selling their banking shares?
Yeah,
well, because they know what's coming. And then now you see this. This was a small bank. This was Dinky. But I think that you might see a very large bank like Bank of America that turns out to be the sacrificial lamb, right? Oh. That they say, we're going to let this one fail. And I don't know if it's going to be them, but I look at their balance sheet. Buffett's dumping them. He doesn't like what he sees. They've got about $30 trillion of derivatives debt exposure. They've got commercial real estate exposure coming out of the wazoo, right? They've just, they're not healthy. But now, I'm not picking on them. Most banks are very much unhealthy because of the commercial real estate losses, and that is going to accelerate. And especially if for whatever reason Kamala gets into the White House.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I would say America as we know it is cooked, right? Yeah. It doesn't mean that we're done, but America as we know it is cooked. God's people are still going to be here. We're still called to be light, but the economy is going to falter. It's just going to, it's going to be dead, right? Yeah. You're going to have massive amounts of inflation. Our religious freedoms, personal freedoms, economic freedoms, social freedoms, they're all going to kind of erode. Mm-hmm. She's already promised that we've got to hold people accountable for the things that they say on the airwaves, right? So she's going to be policing free speech.
Yep, that's right.
This is the big brother world we're entering into if she gets in. So we just have to pray, right, that she does not, because America's not done yet. America's got a lot of good things. But you know what, LT? Sometimes we get what we ask for. Mm. And as a nation, we kicked God out of the public square.
Yeah, we did.
We kicked him out of politics. We've actually, many pastors have kicked God out of the church for crying out loud. And when you see that, of course we're going to get what we get, because God's a gentleman and he gives us what we ask for sometimes. Even if it's not what we really want, he'll give us what we ask for because he's a gentleman. And this is not what America needs or wants, but yet our actions have, I think, caused where we're headed in this nation.
Yeah. Yeah. Another part that you brought up earlier to me was this drunken miller says that he's shorting the U.S. treasuries with a record setting 20% of his portfolio. He knows what's about to happen. Interest rates could double from here. So what's going on with this?
Okay. So to me, this is like the scariest news story of the year. And who's Stanley Drunken Miller?
Yeah.
Well, he's a billionaire investor, head of a big, huge, massive, basically wealth fund, a hedge fund. And he's been kind of outspoken in the past. He's been on TV a ton in the past, and he's kind of like this go-to guy. So what's going to happen, right? So, but he's a billionaire investor. He's done very well for himself and for all of the people in his company. But this guy, he's a globalist. He's a George Soros protege, right? So that means he's part of the World Economic Forum. He's in there. He's learning, you know, what's going to happen from the people that are causing some of these actions, right? Well, what did he do? He's shorting U.S. Treasuries upwards of 20% of the entire firm's portfolio. I mean, this is like the largest short of U.S. Treasury, like in the history of America. I mean, it's a lot. So what does that mean? To me, this is so scary because interest rates, when this happens with all those shorts, if he's right, interest rates could double from where they are today. Double. Wow. So we just surpassed $1 trillion in interest-only payments on our federal debt. Well, if interest rates double from where they are, so are the interest payments. I mean, we could be pushing $2 trillion in interest-only payments. Well, we can't even afford $1 trillion. I mean, we bring in roughly $4.8 trillion a year in federal tax revenue. So if we're doing $2 trillion, I mean, that's like 40%. Literally 40% of everything that we bring in a given year mm-hmm. is going to go forward towards interest payments. I mean, this to me is why it's the scariest thing. But this bond crisis that we are about to see, that Stanley Druckenmiller is saying that we are going to get, this is why he's dumping U.S. Treasuries. It's not just a U.S. thing. I was looking at a chart earlier the week of the global bond market. And you know what's absolutely tanking? Japanese bonds, European bonds, German bonds, Australian bonds, Chinese bonds, U.S. treasuries, 10-year, 30-year bonds in the U.S. I mean, pretty much every country around the world, their bond market's tanking. And that's evidence that we have a debt crisis. It's like the death spiral of interest rates and inflation mixing all together, and the bond market's going to get crucified. And so as you look at this, I think things like Warren Buffett dumping his stocks, Ray Dalio dumping his banking stocks, yep. Stanley Druckenmiller shorting U.S. treasuries, right? It's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What is coming in the banking world? Mm. Well, what's coming is kind of the end game. You know, that God warned us about. He said, you know, a borrower is a slave to the lender. Slave right. means that you are not your own master of your own domain, right? So somebody else is going to own you. That's what a slave means. The Bible says, you know, a borrower is a slave to the lender. It means other countries are going to dictate what we do in this country. When we run out of money and the reserve currency status moved to China, and the BRICS nations started meeting, LT, on the 22nd
yep.
through the 24th of October, you know, just earlier this week.
Right.
I mean, what did they say? I mean, this is a pivotal moment, because what they said was they're going to be talking about their unit of currency, the BRICS unit. And what's the big deal about their BRICS unit, their common currency? Well, it's going to be 40% backed by gold. It's like, what? 40% backed by gold? An entire currency system is going to be backed by gold? Followed that up with what Putin said last week when we were talking, that right. he was going to add silver to the strategic reserves of the ruble. Right? They're going to back the ruble, not just with gold, but with silver. Mm. And it's like, oh, my word, I get it. I get what Putin's trying to do. He can destroy America financially by causing a big bank to fail. This is why I think Bank of America is in such trouble. They have massive amounts of silver shorts. Every time the price of silver goes up, they lose money hand over fist by the hundreds of millions of dollars. When every time it goes up a dollar, they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like, wow. So if you've got a silver backing the Russian ruble, a country's money, that's going to cause the supply to go down, prices to go up. Anybody who owns shorts will ultimately go out of business, right? They can't sustain it. So I think this is what's happening. But what else happened at the BRICS meeting? Putin was spouting off again, like he did last year in Durban, South Africa, at the BRICS meeting, that they're going to de-dollarize the world and they're going to accelerate it. So how are you going to do that? Well, you add more countries into the trading bloc. So now they're just trading in their own currencies with each other rather than the U.S. dollar.
Right.
So BRICS officially on the 23rd of October added 13 new nations into their alliance as partner countries, not full members, but alliance partner countries. Those are Algeria, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Nigeria, Thailand, Turkey, the biggest one of them all, Uganda, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. Well, why is Turkey so big? Because it's a NATO country. You can't be part of BRICS that has Russia and China and NATO and the same person, right? It's like, you got to pick one. So if Turkey leaves NATO, the NATO, the Western countries, NATO, they lose their biggest ally in the Middle East, the largest country that's already, a tinderbox waiting to blow up. So this is big stuff, right? And so the BRICS are poised and positioning themselves to take over the world financially. And I hate to say it. I don't want to say it. I'm an American. I want the dollar to be strong. Right. But we've now got somebody who's usurped our power, and they're going to continue to add to their strength.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. We just saw this here recently, too. The U.S. national debt has increased by $473 billion over the last 3 weeks. It now stands at $35.8 trillion. And Elon Musk posts this one to say that this is a crisis. He's letting everybody know.
Well, add those numbers. You know, that's $473 billion in 3 weeks. So that's well over $500 billion for a month. $500 billion times 12 months is $6 trillion in new debt. So we think it's bad that we have $35 trillion worth of debt. At this rate, we'll have $41 trillion of debt by the end of the year. With rising interest rates, the interest payments on that amount of debt is truly unsustainable, and it will kill productivity in America when most of our income over time is going to be used to service the debt.
Right, right. Yeah, more debt there too. Waste of the day, states are $811 billion in debt. This came out from Zero Hedge there. That's it's another big number. I mean, it's not just the waste that we're seeing in one direction with the Elon Musk pointing this out for the U.S. national debt. I mean, we've got the states too.
So that's even possibly worse than the $35 trillion increasing by on rate to another $6 trillion this year for the federal. Why is this 800 or whatever that number is? I can't see it. Sorry.
811 billion.
So at 811 billion with the nature of states' debt, what is it? They just create it to do whatever they're going to do, roads, infrastructure, pay employees, whatever. But you know what? They don't have a printing press. They don't have a way out of it other than raising taxes, putting new tolls on toll roads, you know, all kinds of fees and special assessments, property taxes, everything else. This is how states actually raise money, is through tax revenue and tolls and special assessments. Well, yeah. They don't have a printing press. So that amount of almost $1 trillion is almost it's not just unsustainable, it's almost insurmountable. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to be able to pay this back.
My right? goodness.
So states may default, which will impact municipal bond markets and everything else. So we've got a massive debt spiral in front of us that's going to be very difficult to unwind from.
Yeah. And so you guys there, you've been helping out many folks with silver, right? I mean, when they give you a call, that's the basic precious metal that you're holding on to. I mean, we had a 9% increase, you just told us, the past week. And so what's going on there, and how do folks, get taken care of from your company?
So I would choose silver rather than gold simply because silver is outperforming. You know, from Friday, when silver went from, basically upper 32s to 3509 by Wednesday, it's like, what? By Tuesday. It was by Tuesday. So, I mean, that's like 9%. Gold was up a couple of percent. We're only talking about a few days. Are either one of those bad returns? Nope. Are both of them fantastic? Yep. Because we're talking about, even on gold, the lower of the growth rates is still 2% in 3 days. I mean, that's massive amounts of growth, right? But silver just out of control, doing amazing things because of supply and demand. So I would encourage everybody, you want to get your money out of the banks. You want to do what Warren Buffett, Ray Dalio, Stanley Druckenmiller are doing, billionaire. They're getting out of the financial services world because I don't think that they think that things are going to work well for the banking industry, right? So what do? You call us, 720-605-3900, and say LT sent you, or you go to the link that you have, andweknow.com/gold, and you just fill out your information, your name, your phone number, your email, how do you want to be contacted, when, and we'll call you, set up an appointment with one of our consultants, and map out a strategy for success moving forward using precious metals to hedge yourself against everything that we talked about on this show. And it's as simple as that. And once you say, yeah, Kirk, let's do it, let's get my assets protected, right? Let's get them reallocated. My team will do the rest. We'll help you with the asset transfer. We'll do all of that to make the transition easy and the burden light.
Amen. Yeah, it's so wonderful you guys have been around during this time. I mean, we got together at the perfect time last year, March, and it's just been phenomenal. to see the growth since then. Many people are waking up. They're learning so much from you, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and we just really appreciate you guys. And I want to thank you for these updates.
It's my pleasure. I love doing them.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Bye-bye.